7 o'clock.
Just sit back and relax. It'll all work out well. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is President Trump's message on Iran early this morning in a Truth Social post, writing Iran really wants to make a deal, and it will be a good one for the U.S., but with no agreement yet. The U.S. and Iran attacked each other again over the weekend.
CENTCOM says U.S. forces conducted strikes against multiple Iranian targets over the weekend. The strikes hit Iranian radar systems and command and control centers for drones in Gorakh, Iran, along the coast and on Keshem Island. CENTCOM described the action as defensive in nature to prevent Iran from attacking international shipping lanes and after Iran shot down a $4 million U.S. drone. The Iranians responded by targeting Kuwait with drones and missiles early this morning.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. One thing Iran wants in a deal with the U.S. is for Israel to stop attacking Hezbollah militants in Lebanon.
It's Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was vowing to expand his country's grip on Lebanon after the IDF captured a historic and strategic castle in southern Lebanon. It marks Israel's deepest incursion into Lebanon in 26 years. The move comes as Israel and Hezbollah continue to trade strikes.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The suspected gunman in a Friday night attack on sheriff's deputies in Virginia has been arrested after a two-day manhunt. Michael Puckett found in North Carolina. He's facing a murder charge because one of those deputies died. The anti-ICE protests rage on outside an immigration detention facility in New Jersey. Despite a curfew put in place last night in Newark.
So that's just some of what we saw last night, and it's at least maybe two dozen arrests and counting. Authorities used tear gas to clear the crowd, while DHS tells Fox there's zero tolerance for rioters here. And they finally have that extra assistance. They kept calling for the Newark police, the state police. Well, now they finally have some backup.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. The protesters angry over allegations of inhumane conditions at the facility. America's listening to Fox News.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. Stop paying the big guys twice what you need to. Dial pound 250, say my name, that's pound 250, micro, to switch to Pure Talk, where the savings are truly unlimited.
With no deal in place with Iran, oil prices are rising more than 3% this morning. But Kevin Hassett, the director of the National Economic Council, tells Fox News Sunday things are getting better.
We have ongoing negotiations. There are already a lot more ships getting through the straits than we're getting through before. And the boats go about 300 nautical miles per day. And so when you leave the straits, then you can get to Pakistan almost right away. You can get to India almost right away.
As it also says, once the conflict ends, prices will drop. Gas is down a penny this morning. It's fallen nearly a quarter since the spike up in the conflict peaked last month. AAA's national average for regular at $4.32 per gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after the Dow and the Nasdaq closed at record highs Friday. The Atlantic hurricane season starts today. Fox Weather's Ian Oliver's in Miami.
Florida took one off last year. What a big deal that was coming off of 2024. Helene and Milton, back-to-back majors over on the Gulf side. 2025, actually the first season in a decade where we did not have a hurricane strike the American coastlines.
Government forecasters are predicting a below-average season, 8 to 14 named storms. The World Cup starts a week from Thursday with the opening matches in Mexico, and the American team played an exhibition to get ready.
The U.S. men's national team put two lopsided losses in March behind them on Sunday in Charlotte.
Ware continuing to run down the right side. Options in the middle. Balogun is one of them. It's Balogun!
Courtesy TNT Sports, substitute Fowler and Balogun notched the go-ahead goal in a 3-2 win over Senegal. Christian Pulisic had a goal and an assist in the first 20 minutes to set the tone. Up next, a stiffer challenge next Saturday against Germany in Chicago before the U.S. opens the World Cup in L.A. against Paraguay on June 12th. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
On the NASCAR track, Denny Hamlin drove away the winner in Nashville last night. He's second in the NASCAR Cup standings behind Tyler Reddick. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Broadcasting from the Cusimano's Pizza Studios in Lockport, New York.
Hometown 1340 WLBL Lockport.
This is news on Hometown 1340 WLVL. I'm Hank Nevins. Niagara County deputies are looking for the driver of a vehicle that fled after striking a pedestrian early Saturday. The hit-and-run took place about 7:15 in the 2500 block of River Road in Wheatfield. The unidentified victim was injured and was taken to a hospital. There was no word on the type of vehicle involved. Three traffic accidents reported in Niagara County Sunday. A single vehicle crash into a utility pole with injuries took place at 3:25 a.m. That was in the 1800 block of West Creek Road in Newfane. Two vehicles collided in Niagara Falls about 9:45 Sunday morning. That happened in the 8700 block of Niagara Falls Boulevard. No injuries reported. And a two-vehicle rollover crash with unknown injuries was reported just before 5 p.m. at Dysinger and Raymond Roads in the town of Lockport. Volunteers from Ransomville and Alcott responded to a boat in distress call just after 11 last night. A boat with three people on board was reported taking on water about 300 yards offshore from Old Lake Road. No further information was provided. Body cam video of the Buffalo police officer shot several times last Tuesday has been released. It shows the suspect Minhas Sidowicki and four officers struggling to move his hand behind his back. And that's when he pulled a gun from his belt and shot Officer Mark Hurst. Police were on site at the Sherman Street address in response to an urgent call of a man threatening to kill his wife. Both Officer Hurst and the suspect remain at ECMC and are expected to be okay. In regional news, the man accused of pulling the trigger in a deadly shooting in Parenton in suburban Rochester last week is expected to be in court today. Convicted felon 35-year-old Tyree Ross Simmons is accused in the death of Ezra John Nunez at the victim's apartment on Wednesday. A memorial is happening today for a 5-year-old boy who has been missing for 1 year. Last June 1st, Zijay St. Pierre was with his mother when he fell over the railing of the Andrew Street Bridge in Rochester and into the Genesee River. Back here in Niagara County, a Ransomville woman was arrested Saturday for stealing fruit from a roadside stand. 58-year-old Diana Hoy is charged with petty larceny after she was identified on security video. The alleged incident took place in the 2 p.m. hour at the Monahan Farm Stand on Youngstown-Lockport Road. Hoy was ID'd as a suspect in a similar incident at another produce stand 2 years ago. She was processed and issued an appearance ticket for Wilson Town Court. All kinds of celestial events are taking place as we segue from May to June. Over the weekend, skygazers were treated to a micro blue moon. That is a second but smaller full moon of the month of May, and a bright one it was. Now we are told that we can see Venus and Jupiter aligned close together next Tuesday. Two of the brightest planets can be seen in the northwest sky. High visibility spots would be the Lake Erie waterfront, any open park, or any place with a broad view. In sports, on the ice in the NHL, the Stanley Cup Finals are set. The Hurricanes will take on the Golden Knights. Game one of the best of seven finals will be in Carolina tomorrow night at 8 from the Lenovo Center in Raleigh. ABC will carry the series on television. On the baseball beat, the Yankees scored all 13 runs in the third inning on Sunday as they outslugged the Athletics 13-8 in California. The team travels back east today. They open a three-game series with Cleveland tomorrow night at 7:05 at Yankee Stadium, and you can hear the radio call right here on Hometown 1340 WLVL. Your Niagara weather is coming up, but hold your horses. It is a brand new month. It is Monday, June 1st.
Holy caboli.
Holy caboli. I would go along with that.
Yeah, what is it? Man, don't blink.
Yeah, exactly, because we're, you know, at the end of this month, we're halfway through the year. So, but anyway, today, Eric, on our national days, it's National Say Something Nice Day, so I thought I might, how about that Niagara County weather?
That's something nice.
How about that?
Yeah, it is.
Not even a rain cloud in the forecast.
Nothing. It is going to be absolutely beautiful for the next, 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Is what it's forecasted for the long term. But National Say Something Nice Day is the perfect day to counteract bullying by practicing common courtesy. Our hope is everyone will use today's National Day as a way to promote kindness and encourage people to be nice every day of the year. I think that's kind of a good thing to do.
Sure, you know, absolutely.
There's a few lessons we can learn from generally nice people. You know, they genuinely listen to others and tend to put others first. They pay it forward with a compliment. There is sincerity in the words that they speak. And National Say Something Nice Day is not only about saying something nice, it's about a day to do nice things for others as well.
Have you had anybody pay it forward for you?
I don't believe I have. No, like at the drive-thru, you mean?
Yeah, at the drive-thru.
Yeah, no, I don't believe I have.
Yeah, I've had that. Very nice. I've had that happen to me two or three times. It's usually just a cup of coffee at Tim Hortons or something, but it's nice.
Yeah.
And I've also had people that I know secretly pay my bill, my tab, when I'm at a restaurant. And that's very nice.
Yeah, it is.
And I've paid that back on a couple of occasions, too. I was able to do that. But, that goes very nicely with Say Something Nice.
It does. It shows integrity. It shows sincerity.
Yep, indeed. Yeah. It's also National Go Barefoot Day, and I see you're right on with that.
That is my day. That is right. Yep. You might be surprised to know that shoes are one of the hardest things to get in poorer countries. So that's what we're talking about, taking off our shoes. The average American woman has 27 pairs of shoes in her closet.
That's the average American woman.
Yes, and then there's Mrs. Eric.
Yes, or Mrs. Nevins.
Men own many fewer pairs, averaging 12. I don't think I have 12 pairs of shoes. So the women, you know, they love to coordinate their shoes with their outfit. Some women have the same shoe in different colors, giving more options for the, you know, based on the occasion. Mm-hmm. And, of course, properly fit shoes are important. But some shoes are hard to find in many countries, especially good shoes that protect feet from rocks and harsh elements. Even if they have access to a pair of shoes, they may be handed down, worn, or ill-fitting. Unfortunately, many people who do own shoes may only wear them on special occasions. It's amazing what a difference a pair of shoes can make. So they're saying there's about 30 million children around the world that don't have any shoes at all, and with children with only one pair of shoes quickly outgrow them.
Mm-hmm.
So the moral of the story is, if you have a pair of shoes you're not wearing, donate them somewhere. Souls for Souls, S-O-L-E-S for S-O-U-L-S organization, is one way to do that.
And then there's Imelda Marcos. Do you remember her? She was the first lady of the Philippines. Years ago.
Yeah, she had like thousands of them, didn't she?
A gazillion.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, it was. And then being the monarch or the wife of the monarch of a poor country, it just wasn't a good PR situation.
No, it was not. That wasn't a good fit at all.
No.
Good fit.
Imelda, you're going to have to cut back.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
Yeah, she was a real treat, wasn't she?
She was indeed. That was a long time ago.
It sure was.
All right, National Olive Day. Now, are we talking ripe or are we talking the green kind?
Well, I think we're talking about a lot of kinds, actually. Yeah. Olives are a symbol of peace, hope, love, and friendship. And on National Day is an excellent reason to celebrate the day. We are extending the olive branch to invite you in our celebration to recognize the joy this little fruit provides. I didn't know olive was a fruit.
Nor did I.
So around the world, approximately 500 different varieties of olives are cultivated. Their flavors range from sweet to bitter and come in a range of colors and sizes and are used in many ways. Of course, we like them in cocktails and loaves of bread. We use them as snacks. We use them as toppings and include them in relish trays and garnishing for many foods. And they are one of the most versatile foods we eat and so delicious as well.
Well, we also have them in nachos. And my wife and my daughter got together last night in the early evening, and neither of our families had dinner plans.
Ooh.
So they said, hey, look, we've got all these ingredients. Let's just make up a great big plate of nachos.
Ooh.
And we had some olives on them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I got to tell you, we had queso. We had, have you ever had Mike's Hot Honey? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
Well, I got to tell you, I was introduced to it last night. And I said, now, wait a minute. I like spicy, and I love honey. Are we talking these two things together? And they said, yep. And I tried it, and it was darn good.
No kidding.
Yeah, Mike's Hot Honey.
Who'd have thunk of such a thing?
Yeah, I know. But they're doing all kinds of stuff like
that. Wow. Oh, they're tantalizing the taste buds, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It was pretty good, I got to admit. So, with the National Olive Day, Go Barefoot Day, and Say Something Nice Day, we'll have a pretty nice Niagara forecast coming up in...
WLBL is bringing the excitement of Buffalo Stallion Soccer to your radio.
He turns, he shoots, and he scores!
Come celebrate a new era as the Buffalo Stallions revive a proud soccer tradition right here in Western New York. Catch all the NPSL action live from North Tonawanda.
There's a shot! Goal! Out of nowhere!
Buffalo Stallions soccer live right here on the Sporty 1340. See the schedule at WLVL.com.
In 30 seconds.
WLVL Niagara Weather.
Had to get that in. Here we go. It's looking good on the first day of June, a Monday. Going to be mostly sunny. We're going to top out at 70. It's almost perfect. For tonight, clear skies, a little bit on the cool side. That's good, 47. Tuesday, it'll be sunny with a few high clouds, and we'll be into the mid-70s tomorrow. Right now, We've got some of that sunshine for you. It is currently 47 in Lockport with the sun shining, and that is the news and weather. Your NFTA hometown traffic coming up shortly with Lance Mellon. Right now, right back to Eric.
Why, thank you, Sir Hank. Yes, in 30 seconds. Somebody jumped the gun there, didn't they? Oh, well, what are you going to do? Your WLVL Lockport Time Check brought to you by Prudent Can Funeral Home Personal. Dignified service since 1876. It's 6:19:45 in the morning. That means it's time for Metro Traffic, brought to you by Next Century Insurance. Give them a call at 716-200-4000, 716-200-4000. Good morning, Lance Mellon.
Hey, good morning, Eric. No accidents in Lockport. We always like to start our day with that. And just some paving going on. Another reminder that West Avenue will be closed in both directions. This is actually starting today through Wednesday. Going to be two different closures. West Avenue from West Genesee to Transit, and Park Avenue from Holly Street also to Transit. So one spot to avoid. But in terms of your morning drive, you know, you're looking pretty good. If you're in Lockport, looking nice on the 990, the 290 East, and not looking too bad. Just have a few brake lights on the ramp to the 90 West. Nothing abnormal, as well as the 90 East between Walden and the 33. Pretty standard right now. But no accidents on the highways. Nothing additional causing you any delays. The 190 is still completely green. The 33 is completely green as well. So just a little bit of volume in our usual spots, but nothing too noteworthy this morning. With your WLVL hometown traffic, I'm Lance Mellon.
Alrighty, Ray. Thanks, Lance. Appreciate you. And again, it's brought to you by Next Century Insurance at 716-200-4000. Well, in homage to National Barefoot Day, we're thinking it's going to be a barefoot blue jean night with Jake Owen here on Hometown 1340 WLVL.
A full moon shining bright. Edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by. They hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Never gonna grow. Slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a little like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Whoa, never gonna slow down. Whoa, we were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. Whoa, we were coming alive. Whoa, yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa, we were doing it right. Whoa, we were coming alive. Whoa, yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. A 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 barefoot blue jean night.
Oh, those are just the kind of nights we like, aren't they? Go out there, get a campfire, blue jeans, barefoot. Have yourself a nice big cup of Mountain Dew or a glass of coffee or, you know, whatever the beverage of your choice may be. We're going to keep it a family show here, so we're going to keep it non-alcoholic, I think, just for the fun of it. Now, in today's episode of Kicking Harold, somebody misheard something somewhere along the way, and that turned it into a hit. Amazing how these things happen.
When a band member misheard the lyrics to a song, they accidentally gave an 80s hit its iconic title. Back in the early 80s, the drummer of a newly famous band with one album under their belt was a little worried. He was concerned about the pressure of their sophomore album, and he was also stressed about his little sister. She had just got her driver's license, and now she was driving around town with her friends, and he felt like she was growing up way too fast. So to ease his troubled mind, the songwriter sat down and wrote a heartfelt ballad for Christy. Did I mention that was her name? And when he was done, he played it for his band as a potential song for the new album. After the drummer was done singing his new song about his sister Christy, that he titled Sister Christy, and the first line of the song was Sister Christy, one of his bandmates, who was obviously not listening very well, said to him, "I like that it's called Sister Christian."
You know what I find utterly remarkable about that song is, A, that it was a hit, and B, that it was written by a drummer.
WLBL, Lockport.
Sorry, John. I couldn't resist.
My wife has me on a diet where I'm only allowed to eat roughage. And so it's, you know, the lettuce and the sugar wheat and the bran and the hay and the straw and everything. I've eaten so much roughage that I'm beginning to pass wicker furniture, which... So... Just little chairs, you know, it's not like a big thing.
Tim Conway. Every time that man opens his mouth, I cannot help but laugh. Tim Conway is one of the funniest human beings on this planet. All right, your WLVL Lockport Time Check brought to you by Prudent Can Funeral Home. It is now 6:26 and a half in the morning, and we'll be back after the 7:30 news.
Looking for fast-paced political and cultural insights from a right-leaning perspective? Then check out the Guy Benson Show.
The latest out of Iran, plus some of the latest on the midterm political picture. It's all coming up, the Guy Benson Show.
The Guy Benson Show, weekdays from 9 to midnight on Hometown 1340 WLVL. Streaming at WLVL.com and on your favorite smart device.
Please listen to this important natural gas safety message from NYSEG. Do you know how to identify a natural gas leak by using your senses? Smell, sight, and sound can all help identify a natural gas leak.
Smell.
A natural gas leak could produce a pungent odor similar to rotten eggs.
Sight.
Escaping natural gas can create a hazy white cloud, mist, or fog.
Sound.
An unusual noise like roaring, hissing, or whistling could be a natural gas leak. If your senses are telling you of a potential natural gas leak in or near your home or elsewhere, don't use the phone or touch any switches. These items could cause a spark that might ignite the natural gas. Get up, get out, and get away. Then call 911 or NYSEG immediately from a safe location. It is essential that you report the suspected leak and not assume that someone else already has. NYSEG will respond quickly to ensure that you and your family are safe. Remember to use your senses, smell, sight, and sound to keep you and your family safe around natural gas.
Samano's Pizzeria, family-owned and operated with locations in Niagara, Monroe, and coming soon to Erie County. Stop into Cusimano's for their specialty pizzas and daily specials, including buy one, get one half-off cold subs every Tuesday. Need to cater a football game day or even a party for your business? Call Cusimano's for pricing or to pre-order today. Hot slices available every day and everything made fresh to order. Cusimano's, Robinson Road in Lockport, Lake Road in Brockport, Maple Ridge Road in Medina, and coming soon to Orchard Park. Online at CusimanosPizza.com. At home. Hometown 1340 WLVL, we're a local business just like you. We work and shop in the community, and we want to help support businesses just like yours. WLVL serves a dedicated Niagara County audience, so your message not only plays local, it stays local. Advertise with WLVL today. We've got lots of affordable options to choose from, and we can help you with advertising that fits both your needs and your budget. Visit WLVL.com, click Advertise to learn more. That's WLVL.com, click Advertise. Hometown 1340 WLVL.
Hey, kids, my dad is bringing home the best for
birthday cake ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
WLVL is bringing the excitement of Buffalo Stallion Soccer to your radio.
He turns, he shoots, and he scores!
Come celebrate a new era as the Buffalo Stallions revive a proud soccer tradition right here in Western New York. Catch all the NPSL action live from North Tonawanda.
There's a shot, a goal! Out of nowhere!
Buffalo Stallions Soccer, live right here on the Sporty 1340. See the schedule at WLVL.com.
WLVL, Lockpoint.
This is news on Hometown 1340 WLVL. I'm Hank Nevins. Niagara County deputies are looking for the driver of a vehicle that fled after striking a pedestrian early Saturday. The hit and run took place about 7:15 in the 2500 block of River Road in Wheatfield. The unidentified victim was injured and was taken to a hospital. There was no word on the type of vehicle involved. Three traffic accidents reported in Niagara County Sunday. A single vehicle crash into a utility pole with injuries took place at 3:25 a.m. That was in the 1800 block of West Creek Road in Newfane. Two vehicles collided in Niagara Falls about 9:45 Sunday morning. That happened in the 8700 block of Niagara Falls Boulevard. No injuries reported. And a two-vehicle rollover crash with unknown injuries was reported just before 5 p.m. at Deisinger and Raymond Roads in the town of Lockport. Volunteers from Ransomville and Alcott responded to a boat in distress call just after 11 last night. A boat with three people on board was reported taking on water about 300 yards offshore from Old Lake Road. No further information was provided. Body cam video of the Buffalo police officer shot several times last Tuesday has been released. It shows the suspect, Minhas Sidowicki, and four officers struggling to move his hand behind his back. And that's when he pulled a gun from his belt and shot Officer Mark Hurst. Police were on site at the Sherman Street address in response to an urgent call of a man threatening to kill his wife. Both Officer Hurst and the suspect remain at ECMC and are expected to be okay. In regional news, the man accused of pulling the trigger in a deadly shooting in Parenton in suburban Rochester last week is expected to be in court today. Convicted felon 35-year-old Tyree Ross Simmons is accused in the death of Ezra John Nunez at the victim's apartment on Wednesday. A memorial is happening today for a 5-year-old boy who has been missing for 1 year. Last June 1st, Zai J. St. Pierre was with his mother when he fell over the railing of the Andrew Street Bridge in Rochester and into the Genesee River. Back here in Niagara County, a Ransomville woman was arrested Saturday for stealing fruit from a roadside stand. 58-year-old Diana Hoy is charged with petty larceny after she was identified on security video. The alleged incident took place in the 2 p.m. hour at the Monahan Farm Stand on Youngstown Lockport Road. Hoy was ID'd as a suspect in a similar incident at another produce stand 2 years ago. She was processed and issued an appearance ticket for Wilson Town Court. All kinds of celestial events are taking place as we segue from May to June. Over the weekend, skygazers were treated to a micro blue moon. That is a second but smaller full moon of the month of May, and a bright one it was. Now we are told that we can see Venus and Jupiter aligned close together next Tuesday. Two of the brightest planets can be seen in the northwest sky. High visibility spots would be the Lake Erie waterfront, any open park, or any place with a broad view. In sports, on the ice in the NHL, the Stanley Cup Finals are set. The Hurricanes will take on the Golden Knights. Game one of the best of seven finals will be in Carolina tomorrow night at 8 from the Lenovo Center in Raleigh. ABC will carry the series on television. On the baseball beat, the Yankees scored all 13 runs in the third inning on Sunday as they outslugged the Athletics 13-8 in California. The team travels back east today. They open a three-game series with Cleveland tomorrow night at 7:05 at Yankee Stadium, and you can hear the radio call right here on Hometown 1340 WLVL. Your Niagara weather is coming up.
Got something on your mind? You can text us anytime. Text 716-433-1433. Got a question for one of our guests? Text 716-433-1433. Want to list an item on Tradio? Text 716-433-1433. Have a news or traffic tip? Text 716-433-1433. Sign up today. Learn more at WLVL.com. Hometown 1340 WLVL.
WLVL Niagara weather.
For your Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 70. Tonight, clear skies, the low 47. And for Tuesday, sunny with a few high clouds and topping out in the mid-70s. Right now, 48 degrees with sunshine on a Monday morning. That's the news and weather. Your NFTA hometown traffic coming up shortly. Right now, back to Eric Cook.
Why, thank you, Henry. And seeing as it is saying something nice day, I gotta say I like your shirt. You're looking good today, looking sharp.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well.
And you as well.
Why, thank you, sir.
In your bare feet.
Yeah, well, you know, my mantra is if you have nasty feet, cover that up.
Yeah.
But if you have okay feet, then it's okay.
Go ahead and work.
That's what I'm saying. Aren't we something? All right.
NFTA Metro Traffic.
Your NFTA Hometown Traffic this morning is brought to you by Next Century Insurance. They specialize in all kinds of insurance, homeowners, business, personal, rentals, ground transportation. Give them a call, 716-200-4000. See what happens, 716-200-4000. Good morning, Lance Mellon. We got some activity going on out there this morning, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do, Eric. We have an accident currently in Niagara Falls. We have Niagara Falls Boulevard closed in both directions, right at Military Road. That could be, I was told, a couple of hours. So an accident with injuries in that area. So you want to avoid Niagara Falls Boulevard right at Military. Traffic's actually being diverted down Military Road in that area. So that is the main thing to plan ahead for, at least at this point. Because volume, it's picking up. It looks like we do have a little bit of a fender bender on the 90 East right near the Walden Galleria that is on the right shoulder. So not an extensive delay, but it's just adding a little bit to our congestion from just before William Street getting past the Galleria Mall. The 290 East starting to slow from, looks like Sheridan Drive at this point, all the way to the Blue Water Tower. We're in the busy part of the morning, Eric, so things are starting to pick up out there. So a couple of spots you want to give yourself extra time. With your WLBL hometown traffic, I'm Lance Mellon.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance. And we'll keep apprised of that accident that happened on the boulevard. That was a doozy. Some pretty serious injuries there. So do avoid that if at all possible. And again, your NFTA hometown traffic was brought to you by Next Century Insurance, 716-204,000. We have a guest coming in after the 7:30 song. It's Lori Bauck. Yes, Lori Bauck. I got it right. And she's going to be talking about dementia care this morning, and it's going to be a very good conversation. But until then, we have this.
He's skyrocketed to fame as Bo Snerdly, the producer of radio superstar Rush Limbaugh. Now he's turning weekend radio into gold. Make the James Golden Show part of your weekend. The James Golden Show is a blend of news, interviews, and entertainment with a relaxed vibe. Saturdays 10 to 1 right after Dial a Deal on Hometown 1340 WLVL.
So as we're talking all things blue this morning, we're doing the instrumental version by Bert Kempfert, Red Roses for a Blue Lady, here on this Monday, June 1st, on Hometown 1340 WLVL. Nice, isn't it? Bert Kempfert, Red Roses for a Blue Lady on this beautiful, sunny, blue-skied morning here on Hometown 1340. Good morning, everybody. Hope you have a nice, big, fresh, hot cup of coffee to get your day started. 48 degrees right now. Sun is shining. Birds are singing. It's a beautiful, glorious day. Great day to be alive, is it not, Miss Lori?
It is. It's a beautiful day.
All right. We'd like to welcome our guest this morning, Lori Bauck, who is from... Well, you're from a couple different organizations, we're going to talk about both of the organizations you're with this morning, or all three. Anyway, I wanted to get you in today specifically because we were just in, 2 or 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
But you have an event that is going on that starts this Thursday.
Yeah.
And I just felt that it was important to the listeners that if they needed a little head start to be able to get involved with this event, that we'd have you in and really talk about the seriousness of it and the availability and what the positive things that, you know, positive approach to caring for your loved ones. So if, just real briefly, let's, for those who were not with us last time, give yourself a quick who you are, what you do, and that sort of thing for us this morning, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. So my name is Laurie Bauck, and from Alongside the company, I basically started so that I could share what I wanted to share with people. So I'm an occupational therapist by trade. And basically what I use is I use a curriculum called Positive Approach to Care to help people understand better how to support others living with a dementia. So the idea is, you know, there's no cure really for dementias, but there, as we, you know, it's a kind of a byway, you know, until there is a cure, there's care. So you want to learn more about what's happening with the brain. What's happening with dementia and what I can better do to do it. It makes a big difference in what you're doing. So that's basically, I consult with people who are trying to figure out what's going on. I can support people living with dementia. And I do education. So that's kind of one of the things we're doing, because if you know more, you can do better. You know, so that's the other part. The other thing I do is I was a volunteer, and I started, actually once I started learning about Positive Approach to Care, I was able to work with my church at Trinity Lutheran Church to start a respite program for people living, caregivers living with people living with dementia. So we give caregivers a break, and people living with dementia have a wonderful community that we do. So those are two things that I do, and my purpose is to help people have a better experience, because dementia is not easy. It's a hard disease to live with, but the more you know, the you have more control over what's happening if you understand what's going on and what I can do.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. This is the first week of the month here, of course.
Yeah.
Now, when you have this respite for caregivers, mm-hmm. It's a free community service,
yes.
Right? It provides times for the care partners to just catch their breath.
Exactly.
Kick back, maybe go do a little shopping, do something, go out to lunch, maybe mm-hmm. a cup of coffee with a friend, and be able to just rejuvenate a little bit. So right. It's a social program that provides companionship. You do active engagement with spiritual support. I like that.
That's
at a church, so
yeah.
That's good.
Well, you always want to remember that spirituality, who you are and why you do things, is important to you. Just because you're living with a dementia does not mean that that's not there.
That's right. Agreed, wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so vitally important, because it, you know, if you're talking about physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional health,
mm-hmm.
so that you have to hit four, all four,
yep,
in order to really, in my opinion, to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be very, very challenging, because that's such a diverse approach to care.
Right. It's holistic. It's, you know, looking at the whole person, you know, so that's really what we're trying to do in that day. So, and then it helps both of us. It helps those of us who are providing care, and it helps those of us who are receiving. And the, you know, the care, again, is split. It's the caregivers get a break. The people who come in and be with us also have care.
Right. And they get to do something new and exciting and
mm-hmm.
a little bit different,
yeah.
Which sometimes can go either way, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, sometimes
yeah.
we like routine, and sometimes we like to do something out of the water. But so this is held every second Tuesday of the month. Is that correct?
Very correct. Yeah, 10:30 to 2. The support. We also have the Alzheimer's Association comes in and do a support group. That's 10:30 to about usually 11:30, 12:00, depends on how long people talk. So that's, and then the caregiver can go off, and then but the program that the day, you know, is 10:30 to 2:30. Includes snacks, lunch, lots of different activities that we do. And it does. We have a routine, but we do have variety also.
Right. So it keeps it interesting for all involved. So now, this is a totally volunteer situation for the respite.
Absolutely.
If people would like to be involved with that, can they? Can they volunteer their time?
Oh, I'm looking for volunteers, yes.
Oh, really?
So we'd like to grow, because we try to have one volunteer for every guest. You know, so there's a buddy. So basically, as you know, we're limited by the number of volunteers we have. They do need to, we do training the Alzheimer's Association is not sponsoring it like they did for a while, but there's another group that's going to be willing, that is we're looking at who can provide sponsorship, who also require training. And also, I do PAC training for the volunteers.
Okay, so it's all provided then?
Yes.
And how extensive is the training for a volunteer?
For the PAC training, it's about 8 hours over time. You know, sometimes we do a little bit every time. But then the other one is a few hours. And I think we're going to be able to do that online. So
okay,
we have a variety of ways of getting training.
Okay, so for prospective volunteers that are listening right now, how are they going to get a hold of you to sign up?
The best way is basically to call the church, because at 716-433-4306, you can leave a message there and they will contact me and I'll call you back.
Okay, very good. And Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 67 Saxton Street, right here in the city of Lockport.
Yeah.
So that's pretty convenient for anybody living anywhere in Niagara County, really, because we're essentially...
We're the only one in Niagara County, unless North Tonawanda, but this part of this area.
Right, this part of the county, for sure. All right, well, we are speaking with Lori Falk, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Looking for fast-paced political and cultural insights from a right-leaning perspective? Then check out The Guy Benson Show.
The latest out of Iran, plus some of the latest on the midterm political picture. It's all coming up, The Guy Benson Show.
The Guy Benson Show, weekdays from 9 to midnight on Hometown 1340 WLVL. Streaming at WLVL.com and on your favorite smart device.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Hometown 1340 WLVL.
Good morning. There we go. There, it was off. Now it's on. It's 7:51 in the morning. You are now listening to Wake Up Niagara with Hank Nevins in the News Cave. My name is Eric Cook, and we have a guest this morning, Lori Buck, who is from Trinity Lutheran Church, but she's also from Alongside the, and she's also an occupational therapist, and so what we're talking about this morning is giving care to those with dementia. Now, dementia is a very, very big umbrella that covers all sorts of fill in the blank for me there, Lori.
like Eric was saying, dementia is an umbrella term, so it covers over 120 causes and sources and forms of disease. So it's many times people say Alzheimer's, not realizing that Alzheimer's is a type of disease, is a specific type,
right,
versus, has different trajectories. So the idea is, it's basically dementia is a neurodegenerative disease of the brain. So things change. They start from one place, they go to the other. So the idea of knowing about what some of the changes might be occurring, then you can, or where a person is in their disease, you can change the way you support by understanding where they are.
Okay, now you said something very critical right there. Depending on where they are at in their disease.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the importance of early, early detection. Early education for both the caregiver and the person with the disease, so that we can kind of get a grip on things before the symptoms get problematic, I suppose would be one way of putting it.
Yeah.
Explain that to us, if you could, please.
Well, like I said, it's a neurodegenerative disease. It starts and then develops, and as it moves through the brain, more and more of the brain is impacted. People live with dementia long before we actually pick up sometimes the symptoms. So it's the symptoms that, when they get more difficult, that's when we're saying, a person's living with dementia, but it's still developing. If a person is seeing changes, both the person who's living with or the person who's supporting, the idea is to start to notice those things. to get to say, oh, this is something different, because dementia is when two parts of the brain are dying. Two parts don't work, but it's not just always memory. It can be other things. So you want to start to notice changes. So if you start to notice those changes and track them, early detection starts by talking with your primary doctor first, letting him getting aware. Then if that progresses, then you start to look for a neurologist to get a definitive diagnosis. But knowing that the person, if you're knowing that there are changes happening and you get the information, you can make informed decisions, informed choices about your life. It's not just, because many people, once they finally get the diagnosis, they get said, okay, get your affairs in order.
Right.
That's not living.
Not what we have to do, right?
No.
More with Lori Buck after the 8 o'clock news here in Hometown 1340 WLVL.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, family-owned and operated, serving up fresh-to-order specialty pizzas, wings, and subs. Catering a party at your home or business? Call Cusimano's in Lockport, Rockport, Medina, and coming soon to Orchard Park.
At Six Flags Darien Lake, Memorial Day means more. And now, there's more time for more savings. With up to 50% off tickets, passes, and more now through June 7th. More feeling like flying. More screaming down slides. More dessert before dinner. It's more fun for less. Save up to 50% on tickets, passes, and more with our Memorial Day sale. Visit sixflags.com/Darien Lake for details. Offer ends June 8th. Online only. Discounts may be lower based on product.
Buffalo is more than just a city. It's a community that looks out for one another. And for over 40 years, one name has been at the heart of keeping us moving. Liberty Cab. We know that getting where you need to go isn't just about the ride. It's about the peace of mind. That's why we specialize in non-emergency medical transportation. Whether it's a routine checkup or a specialized treatment, our drivers provide the safe, comfortable, and compassionate care you deserve. Heading out of town? Let us handle the traffic. From seamless transfers at the Exchange Street train station and NFTA bus terminals to reliable Buffalo Airport pickups and drop-offs, we'll get you there. On time, every time. No stress, no parking hassles, just professional service you can trust. 4 decades of Buffalo pride. Safe, reliable, and always here when you need us. Call Liberty Cab today, 716-877-7111.
Great deals are just a phone call away. It's Dial a Deal. Saturday mornings from 8 to 10. Join Ayla and Ellie for great deals from local businesses that you won't find anywhere else. Not a Dial a Deal member? What are you waiting for? Sign up at WLVL.com or call 716-433-5944 weekdays from 9 to 4. Dial a Deal with Ayla and Ellie, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Hometown 1340 WLVL.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sure, you can listen to Hometown 1340 WLVL on your radio, or online, or on your smartphone, but you can also listen to WLVL on your TV. Just go to your TV's menu screen and download WLVL wherever you get your TV apps. You'll be able to listen to WLVL on your Roku, your Apple TV, Google, Amazon, or wherever. WLVL is available on all the apps. Grab your TV remote and listen to Hometown 1340 WLVL today.
Welcome to Century Flashback for Monday, June 1st, 1926. Brought to you by Pruden and Cant Funeral Home. Personal, dignified service since 1876.
Overhead lighting system's best method for living rooms. In planning proper illumination for the home, the use of wall brackets in conjunction with overhead lighting deserves careful consideration on the part of the home builder. This is a problem to be considered first from the standpoint of correct lighting and secondly from the standpoint of decoration. Leading interior decorators, quite generally during the past few seasons, have endorsed the use of wall brackets because of thin decorative value. In some cases, plans have been tried using only wall brackets and eliminating the ceiling light. From experience, it has been found that the ideal combination from the standpoints of both illumination and decoration for the living room is the use of overhead lighting in addition to wall brackets. The present tendency is strongly in this direction. Honestly, proper lighting in the living room is really useful, especially if you don't have the proper windows for a natural light to come in.
Century Flashback has been brought to you by Pruden and Can Funeral Home. Personal, dignified service since 1876.
WLBL, Lockport. When you need to know, WLBL.
Good morning, 48 degrees, WLVL News Time, 7:59. I'm Hank Nevins. Niagara County deputies are looking for the driver of a car that fled after striking a person Saturday. Three traffic accidents on county highways Sunday. A boat in distress call came in just after 11 last night, about 300 yards offshore at Old Lake Road. Body cam video of the Buffalo cop shot in the line of duty last week has been released, and the Hurricanes and Golden Knights will square off in the Stanley Cup Finals. Details follow.